Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Our top story on the KRMG Morning News with Dan Potter. As you'll recall, last week, President Biden told employers that he's going to use OSHA to enforce a vaccination mandate. Companies with more than 100 employees will have to get everybody vaccinated, or they'll have to ensure that those who are not are tested once a week. That has the potential to affect dozens of Tulsa companies. So let's ask the mayor about it. He joins us every Monday morning about this time. Good morning, Mayor Bynum.
Good morning.
Have you heard from business owners and executives about this and their concerns about it?
You know, our initial focus as a city government was just as one of the larger employers in town, how this affects us.
Yeah.
And our legal department has been looking at that. There's some question about whether or not this impacts public entities like a municipal government or not. And so they're waiting on further guidance from OSHA in that regard. I know I've heard from members of our congressional delegation who are upset about it, feel like it's a real overstep on the federal government's standpoint. And for me, you know, I've been very public and very open that I'm a strong supporter of vaccinations. I think that that's the only way that we're going to get out of this pandemic. I also, though, I have real concerns about, you know, causing people who have legitimate, serious individual medical concerns about whether or not they're going to get it to make them feel like they have to get it or their employment is jeopardized, or, you know, doing testing once a week when everything that I'm hearing locally is that we're having a hard time keeping up with the number of test kits, especially here in Oklahoma in allergy season, because there's so many people that are getting allergies and thinking they have COVID and going in and getting tested. And so testing supplies are actually, in at least in the Tulsa area in the last few weeks, have been a little strained. And so all of these are, you know, anytime the federal government does something as a one-size-fits-all solution for every community in the nation, I think it has a real potential to have unintended consequences. And that's why the founding fathers set us up the way they did, where the federal government things when they're absolutely necessary for the union to thrive. And otherwise, you're supposed to leave it to the states.
You believe that's the case in when there's a pandemic as well?
You know, I think that that's the way that we've handled this pandemic throughout, is that individual states and communities have been able to make determinations based on what's best for them. I appreciate the sentiment behind it and the intent. I think the president wants to bring this pandemic to an end. And every doctor I talk to says the best way to end it is to get more people vaccinated. But to kind of spring this on employers and businesses as a kind of a surprise, I think, is problematic. And I would have much rather seen consultation with the states and with governors around it.
Let's talk about a completely different subject, because this is a big week for the city in terms of one 11-acre parcel of land. This is the old Evans FinTube area. FinTube's gone now. That's where BMX has built their new world headquarters. But the Evans building is still there. And there are a couple of hearings coming up that folks might want to take part in if they have any concern about that area.
Well, this is very exciting because, you know, when I started as mayor, one of our primary focuses was how do we draw the level of private sector investment that we're seeing in downtown and draw that across the interdispersal loop and really incentivize private sector development in North Tulsa, a part of our city that has historically been underinvested in and for decades. And an early opportunity that arose for us was USA BMX was looking at locating their Olympic training and trials facility at the old Drillers Stadium out at out at the old Driller Stadium, and that deal fell through, and we were able to put together a deal where they would relocate to the Evans FinTube site and build USA BMX's Olympic Training Trials Center there. That's going to bring 100,000 people a year to that location. And we're really modeling this after what we've seen at the BOK Center and the ballpark. And in both of those cases, you made a public sector investment that incentivized far greater private sector investment by building something that's going to draw a bunch of people to a space that previously there wasn't a lot of traffic in. And so now we're going from an abandoned industrial site that has been empty for 30 years to an Olympic training center and an event center where you're going to have 100,000 people a year there. And so all of a sudden there's tremendous incentive for private sector investment there. And we are starting this process, this hearing process, so that people can tell us what they want to see there. How do you want to see the private sector redevelop this area? What would be best in that location? And we've got several different world-class planning firms that are engaged in competing for who's going to get to develop that plan, and these hearings are part of that process. So I'm very excited. This is part of the resurgence that we are seeing north of 244 and hopefully growing this level of investment into North Tulsa and creating jobs and creating a greater individual wealth in that area.
That meeting, the first one, September 23rd, and then there are further meetings in October and December. Just very quickly, do you have a snapshot in your mind's eye of what you would like that area to look like and be? I mean, do you have a vision for it?
Well, I think that anything that we do, I want to see a way to foster entrepreneurship in that space and help grow wealth. I don't want folks that have lived in that area for decades to just watch something happen. I want them to be able to have an opportunity to participate in that redevelopment and to build businesses in that space. I don't want to talk about Black Wall Street like it's something that we had 100 years ago anymore. I want to see it growing and thriving in Tulsa right now. And you have the private sector, the public sector, and the philanthropic community united behind that kind of a mission in a way that there hasn't been in my lifetime here in Tulsa. So I would love to see that. But, of course, I'm eager to hear what other folks want to see in that space, too.
It is exciting. We'll see what fruit it bears. Mayor, thanks.
Thank you.
Tulsa Mayor G.T. Bynum.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.